Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, another big change in Brooklyn, where District Attorney Ken Thompson has announced that his office will immediately stop prosecuting most low-level marijuana cases in the whole borough. Oren Yaniv covers the Brooklyn courts for the Daily News, and he joins us now. Hi, Oren. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Good morning.
So the Brooklyn DA will no longer prosecute specifically adults with limited criminal records for low-level marijuana offenses. What does that mean?
What it basically means is that people who get arrested for this type of offenses, which is possession of a small amount of pot in public view, according to the law, they will no longer be prosecuted. And, in fact, they won't see a judge. If they have been arrested and they're waiting, say, in central booking or in criminal court to see a judge, the prosecutors will decline to prosecute and effectively release them, and as if the arrest had never happened.
But you reported that the majority of such cases, low-level marijuana arrests for people with little or no criminal record, are already eventually dismissed. So what's the change here, or is this public relations?
Well, I think the change is mostly about how it happens in practice. Right now, most of those cases do get dismissed eventually, but it might take a couple of court appearances, or those defendants would get what's called adjournment in contemplation of dismissal, which means that they have to stay out of trouble for a year, and then the record would be expunged. So it does make the process a little bit more faster and easier for them. It's not a huge change, but I think it is a change.
Listeners, anyone want to weigh in on this quickly or ask about it? As we have Oren Yaniv, who covers Brooklyn courts for the Daily News, 212-433-WNYC. And certainly throughout his campaign for Brooklyn DA, Ken Thompson was talking about this kind of policy change and that he's been concerned about the effects of disproportionately high numbers of marijuana arrests on young people of color. So how far does this go? Would it be wrong to see this as a legalization of the possession of small amounts of marijuana in the borough of Brooklyn? Is this Colorado writ small in the hands of the Brooklyn DA?
I think that would be somewhat of an overstatement, and he made certain, Thompson did, to say that this is not an endorsement of marijuana use and this is not legalization. He said that his motivation is, as you said, take a little bit the burden that is suffered by many, mostly young people of color, and also to ease the burden of the court system. Last year there were about 8,500 of those cases, two-thirds of them, or more than two-thirds of them, eventually were dismissed. And this is about 8,000 cases that now will not have to be dealt with by the court. So that is the other motivation. Whether this is a first step to a broader legalization, we'll have to wait and see. But on its face, this is more of an, I would say, an administrative or tactical change in the way those cases are being handled.
Does this put the Brooklyn DA in conflict with the police commissioner, Bill Bratton, who I think in the past has been an advocate of making a lot of small marijuana arrests because he believes it's preventive of larger, more serious crimes?
Yeah, it's a good question, and we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. Bratton yesterday said that even though he understands the concerns of the Brooklyn DA, and he agreed that he has every right to use his prosecutorial discretion not to prosecute those cases, he said that the police will continue to make those arrests as they have in the past. His explanation was that you cannot have different policies between different boroughs in the way that cops operate. And there were discussions between the DA and the police department over the past few months over that policy. And I know that the police raised a number of concerns about it. We'd have to see how it plays in practice. You can have a case where the police arrested someone. They wanted to see him prosecuted for any number of reasons, and the prosecutor will say, hey, we will not do that. Yeah. There's definitely a potential for tension here.
Yeah, so there may be a lot of people who are hearing this news, maybe display a little marijuana a little more casually somewhere in Brooklyn. The NYPD will still arrest them. Maybe the DA's office will decline to charge them, but they will still have spent a night or more in jail, which I think is what Candace in Manhattan wants to ask about. Hi, Candace.
Hi, that was exactly my question, and I'm unsure exactly how this change will affect that, but it does sound like a good thing to if in fact many people will not have to spend time in jail.
And you wanted to ask something about bail, do I understand?
Well, I wanted to make a comment that it's rather interesting if you look at the policy on. Marijuana arrests over the last 10 years, that slowly New York has moved towards desk appearance tickets, and now these very streamlined procedures that have really helped prevent holding people in jail when they cannot afford to post bail.
Candace, thank you. And Oren, you know that we've done segments that have been other reporting on the problem with bail that a lot of people can't afford the bond for after they've, you know, if they're poor people who've been busted for pot or other small things, and then it becomes a bigger problem for them than it would be for other folks.
Absolutely. Yes. They can't go to their jobs. They lose so many opportunities, and it's really a bad thing to hold people without bail.
And Candace, I'm going to leave it there. And Oren Yaniv from the Daily News. As a courts reporter, did Ken Thompson, the DA, address that at all?
Well, I think bail is not a huge issue in those particular minor offenses because virtually no bail is being placed on people who are charged with that. This is a B misdemeanor. The maximum sentence somebody can get on that offense is 90 days in jail. But spending a night in jail is an issue, and I don't remember the numbers, but there's a good amount of those cases do result in desk appearance tickets, and then somebody gets a court date for, say, a month or two from the time of the arrest, and they don't have to spend the night in police custody. Those cases also will be reviewed, and then that person would not have to appear for his court appearance.
Yes.
Basically, the case would be dismissed. Maybe one of the things that police will now start to do on those arrests is to give more DATs as opposed to take the defendants into custody. That, you know, potentially could be one of the things that we might see because the police would understand that, yeah, we have to make the arrest, but maybe we'll spare that person a night in jail, understanding that there's a very good chance that, you know, no prosecution would come out of the arrest.
Mike in Mineola, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to bring up the point that just the volume of paperwork that's generated, even when something gets out on an ACD, you guys can't even imagine it. And just the fact that they're not going to prosecute this, it's going to cut down on a tremendous amount of paperwork that's got to be done in the district attorney's office.
Let me just say, so people come along with you, that acronym that you just gave, that's adjournment.
Sorry, adjournment in contemplation of dismissal.
Right,
Warren mentioned that before.
Adjournment in contemplation of dismissal, which is what it sounds like if they don't think that there's going to be a prosecution or a successful prosecution. Do I understand that you work for the DA's office?
I worked there briefly, yes.
Right. So you've seen this from the inside. So what does the new policy suggest to you in terms of this paperwork you're talking about?
Well, if they're going to decline to prosecute, it seems like there would be a lot less paperwork. However, my concern is that whether the police are on with this, I believe, as the other caller mentioned, if you're still having people arrested, just regular arrest generates a ton of paperwork, as you can imagine. It wastes paperwork. It wastes man hours. And so if they're not going to be prosecuted, hopefully the police will eventually get on board and say maybe we won't, you know, arrest this person, you know, discretion being the better part of valor. But that brings up a whole lot of other questions where do they draw the line?
Right.
You know, where do police say, oh, I'm not sure whether this person's going to be prosecuted. Should I arrest them? Should I not arrest them? What's a small amount? How extensive is not an extensive criminal record? So these are issues that are probably going to have to be decided by the courts at the end of the day.
Thank you very much. And does every rookie cop on the beat have that same standard etched into their minds? In fact, Bratton said that this new prosecutorial policy, quote, will not result in any changes, unquote. And in your article, Lauren, and I think this is key to how there's a disconnect at the moment that we'll see how it gets resolved between the Brooklyn DA and the police department. Quote, in order to be effective, said Bratton, our police officers must enforce the laws of the state of New York uniformly throughout all five boroughs of the city, which makes it sound like officers will not have the discretion to do what Mike was just describing, to maybe not arrest somebody in Brooklyn differently than they would in someone else, somewhere else, in anticipation that the DA won't prosecute.
Yes, and I think it does make sense. You know, there's no special training to Brooklyn cops as opposed to Bronx cops. They all go to the same academy. And again, we'll have to wait and see whether, A, maybe other DA's officers will adopt this policy. B, maybe, again, as I mentioned, there will be more desk appearances tickets as opposed to arrests. And maybe there won't be any change. And, you know, this will just, as the caller just mentioned, will just clear up paperwork and clear up some of the court. I mean, we have to remember we're talking about...
We have very busy courts that could use the resources probably for more serious crime.
Exactly. Looking at the numbers, it's maybe 20 or 30 cases a day that won't have to, you know, appear before an arraignment judge. And, you know, you'll have somebody who'll have to wait to see a judge maybe an hour or two less. So that's also significant. Prosecutorial resources, there's a lot that might go into that besides just whether a person is arrested or not arrested.
Oren Yaniv covers the Brooklyn courts for the Daily News. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Brian.